This is Global Air Force.
You are living in the greatest time in human history, where many of you, I bet many in this room, used to smuggle Bibles into China. You'd strap them to your bodies. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? Right now, you can push a button and the Bible automatically goes on the phones of the 1,000 people surrounding you, whether they want it or not. We are living at a time that is unheard of in Christendom. And the gospel is going out at a breakneck pace. Christ is visiting Muslims nonstop. Nonstop. The man in white came.
Now, here's your host, Jim Rohn.
Praise God. It is another beautiful day. Did you miss Will Hart's session at the Global Awakening Voice of the Prophets last conference? Well, I have good news today. We have recorded that session, and I am going to give you some of the main parts of it today that really will bless you. Now, he starts his session. They watch some movie of some village in Africa, I believe. And so this is where he starts. Here he is. Will Hart.
Randy, you've been there. Yeah, in that village. It was the first village that I ever went on outreach to because you sent me there at 20 years old. I strapped $30,000 cash onto my body and because that's all that we could use there to pay for stuff. And went to that village, and we ran for our lives because they were robbing from us, and they were stoning us. They were throwing rocks at us. We couldn't even get through the Jesus film. And we packed up our stuff and ran for our lives. And now, over the last 7 years, as thousands of churches have been planted, and that was one of the first places that we planted a church, and they've been coming in and doing the most horrific. That is what joy looks like. That is what obedience looks like. Obedience is less about should I go and pray for this person or that person. And it's, I will continue to go forward. I will not wait. I will continue to rejoice in the midst of chaos because you are good. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what is going on in your life. But I know that until they steal your lungs from you, you can praise. You can praise. So many of us, we become accustomed to going to our friends or to our leaders instead of going to the King and offering up what is His to begin with. What does your obedience look like in this season? Don't just say revival. Revival is something that God does. It is not something that we fabricate. What is the vision that God has given you for this season? So many of the church is walking around like headless chickens. I believe that many of us, we look to others to provide vision, but the Lord Himself has deposited something inside of you. Stop trying to live your life vicariously through others, recreating the past. There is a move taking place globally. I can give you the statistics. I don't have time. But there's persecution also on the increase globally. Yesterday I was in D.C. Meeting with a group around the persecuted church, and I sat there for hours listening to the most horrific. At the same time, Bible sales are through the roof globally. We've never seen anything like it. Listening to Ben share on what's happening in Europe, I was just in Asia, 300 underground Chinese church leaders came out, and all they cried out for was, we want missionaries sent out. We want ones trained up. We want to take people and send them out. I was in Malaysia, 10,000 gathered in Malaysia, predominantly a nation of another faith. 10,000 gathered, and they had to cap it off at 10,000 just because there wasn't enough seats. He's moving. He is moving. The question is not, are you called? The question is, what are you doing in the midst of it? And what did God put inside of you for such a time as this? I refuse to believe that you are here just to be a copy. And I don't know about you, but the same old doesn't hit right anymore. It doesn't hit the same as it used to. Let's get into the scripture. Now, when I went to Taurus to preach the gospel, this is 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Now, when I went to Taurus to preach the gospel of Christ, because I found that the Lord had opened a door for me there. Paul, he lands in Taurus because God, the Lord himself, opens up a door for him in Taurus to preach. Let's continue on. I still had no peace of mind because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I said goodbye to them and went on to Macedonia. What? Paul rejects an open door from God. God opens up a door, but Paul had no peace of mind. So he says, I am not supposed to be here. I'm leaving because I'm called to make disciples. Paul understood that multiplication in his life did not come through going to the next open door. Multiplication and a life worth living came from discipleship. But even Paul himself, he did not go through the open door because of a foundation inside of him. I believe many of us are running around, wandering, asking, just going from the next thing to the next thing to the next thing because we have lacked foundations. Why do you live? What do you live for? What is inside of you so deep that it doesn't matter the opportunity, it doesn't matter the open door, it doesn't matter what's next, it doesn't matter the season, it doesn't matter. I am who I am, and I know what God has called me to. The thing about open doors is God opens up doors everywhere we go. Because he's God. He's the provider. Jehovah Jireh. How many of you know the song? Jehovah Jireh. His grace is sufficient for. Do you know how many times Jireh is revealed in Scripture? One time. One time. It is as a father is getting ready to sacrifice everything he loves for the sake of obedience. I believe that there is a danger in just asking for open doors without a foundation like Paul had of, I know who I am, I know where I'm going, I know what I've been created for. What have you been created for? Why did God put you on this planet? It's not just for revival. He put you on here because he called you. What are you doing with what he's given you? There's no condemnation in anything I'm saying.
There's room at the cross for you. I know there's room at the cross for you. Still.
Challenge for today is, what is inside of you? What is inside of you? Many of us, we try to hold on to our lives. We try to hold on to our plans, and I get it. I get it. I get it that it's hard, and I get it that what I'm talking about is not light, but to a group of half-hearted believers, no, you came here because you were hungry. Are you hungry? So many of us are praying for the next open door. But what is the foundation that door is built on? What is the foundation of the house? If it is not built on Him, if it is not grounded in the Word, if it is built on what you can get out of it, it will fail. And we will be left wanting. We'll be left waiting. We will be left going, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing. There is something about sacrifice. Something about, I have something worth dying for, that changes the globe. And don't you dare think that I think that being a mom isn't one of the highest callings in the globe. I do. I do. I believe that with every bone of my body. And I believe if you're called to be a doctor and God called you there, you do that with everything. I am so grateful for those who are called. But do you know? Because even if you're a doctor or a lawyer or a mother and you're constantly questioning, you'll live in a place of double-mindedness. Some of you need to come at peace that He's put you exactly where you're supposed to be. And some of you who are running in disobedience away from the call, you gotta let it go. And you have to surrender. Either one requires surrender. What are the musts in your life? The Bible typically frames events in terms of divine purpose rather than chance. This is a beautiful vision of what sovereignty is. The word in Hebrew is, and I'm going to butcher this, it's M-I-Q-R-E-H, I'm going to butcher it. It can mean coincidence or accident. However, its biblical roots carry a nuance that really more aligns with an understanding of chance. Your life is not just a chance. Your life is not just random events. Your life is not living from meeting to meeting. I want to ask you a question. If you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be? And why? I think many believers are scared to ask these questions. Another question I want to ask you is this. What are the musts in your life? Acts 19:21, Paul says this, I must see Rome. Acts 23:11, I must testify in Rome. Acts 27:24, I must stand before Caesar. While Paul is in the midst of shipwreck, while Paul is in the midst of chaos, he had some things, he had foundations in his life. He had these principles that he stood on. What are the musts in your life? I will never forget. I'm with Randy. I'm running around the globe with him, and I was trying to get my wife to see how amazing I was, and it worked. But it was before we were married. I said, one of the things that we surrounded ourselves with was, we have to go into missions. We must go to Mozambique. Do you remember, babe? And then all of a sudden, Randy, he calls me out of the blue, and he's like, hey, I'm paying your ticket to go to Mozambique. And I went and visited that church, which wasn't a church. It was just a market at the time. And I look at those small things, those musts. We have to go and do this. We have to go and see God do this. These are the foundations. Not because it was romantic. Not because it was, you know, this sexy thing. No, no, no. It was, we have to lay our lives down. We have to follow in obedience. The Holy Spirit is moving globally at a rate that I've never witnessed before. In the next 2 years, 1 to 2 years, we believe that there will be zero unengaged people groups in the globe. That this is a missional standard. Unengaged is different than unreached. Unengaged is no Bible, no nothing in the mother tongue. God puts you on this planet in the year 2025 for a reason. Within the next year to 2 years, there will be a moment when there will be zero unengaged people groups on the planet. It is the first fruits of the prophetic that Christ spoke of in the book of Matthew. And it is happening while you're alive. You are living in the greatest time in human history. Where many of you, I bet many in this room, used to smuggle Bibles into China. You'd strap them to your bodies. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? Right now, you can push a button and the Bible automatically goes on the phones of the 1,000 people surrounding you, whether they want it or not. We are living at a time that is unheard of in Christendom. And the gospel is going out at a breakneck pace. Christ is visiting Muslims nonstop. Nonstop. The man in white came. And God didn't baptize you with His Spirit for you to stay in a chair. Get up. Get up. God is not done. There's a second wave. The breath of God is coming over you, my friend. Watch these next 2 years as the fire of God begins to open up doors again for you, my friend. God is not done. I want to pray for vision over each and every one of you. Matthew 19:26, but Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are impossible. Your vision has to be impossible. You can't do it in your own strength. It has to be impossible. Luke 1:37, for nothing will be impossible with God. Mark 9:23, Jesus said to them, if you can, everything is possible for one who believes. Habakkuk 2, verse 2 through 3. And the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets so he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. My prayer is that God pours out vision, and then tomorrow, I want to pray for as many of you as humanly possible, because the Lord is going to send you out as missionaries and emissaries of the gospel all throughout the globe and from where you are. Some of you, I need you to hear me as I begin to close. You're trying to pray yourself out of the place that God has deposited you. That's very dangerous. I am watching right now probably the most beautiful move I have seen in years in Franklin, Tennessee. It started with a man who was the CEO, or I'm sorry, one of the top managers of a Boston pharmaceutical company. By chance, the Lord fell upon him and he got baptized in the power of the Holy Spirit. He was a Baptist boy. He began to speak in tongues, something that he didn't understand. And he starts to read the word. What is the Bible says that tongues can be translated, so he voice memos his tongues and sends them to an online translator. It comes back fluent Hebrew. And for the last year, his tongues have stayed fluent. I didn't believe it because I'm from Massachusetts. So I sent them to my friend in Israel who, yep, that's what it is. I wouldn't believe it if I didn't see it. A move has taken place. I've prayed for over 150 people. I just ended up in the office of one of the highest offices yesterday in the land from someone else that got touched that is now in D.C. I'm telling you, some of you are looking at where you're at, what small town you're in, and you're like, I'm not being fruitful here. No, you just need a baptism of the Spirit. And as the Spirit comes and empowers you, and as He washes away all selfishness, you become a vessel of oil that is poured out for all of those who are around you. It doesn't matter where you are. Are you full? Are you full? Or are you hopping from next open door to next open door? And are you the one that's closing the doors and forcing another door open? What is inside of you? If it is not the power of the Holy Spirit and the love of Christ and the purity of the gospel, you will find yourself wanting. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to come. And there are some here who the Holy Spirit is going to pour out vision. In the last days, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will receive vision. And your old men will dream dreams. I want to speak to the older generation. You are not done. God is calling you to have dreams. He's calling you to dream for the other generations. You young men who are in the midst of chaos, you young men and young women who are in the midst of chaos, just trying to keep your head above ground, you're the ones that get vision. That's what the Bible says. Some of you who are running, you feel like it's hard to even keep your head above water. He's going to pour out vision. You didn't come here for just another event. No. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, He's going to speak to you. He's going to give you vision. You will. I break every lie that you're going to leave this event without direction. In the name of Jesus. And you kids, you children, you're going to prophesy. We need new prophets. We're lacking. We're lacking prophetic voices in my generation and below. We need prophets to be raised up in this season. I don't know what God's calling you to, but there are vacancies that He is looking to fill. And if you're one that says, "Here I am, Lord, take me, send me, choose me, use me," just look at the King. Don't tell me, don't tell your neighbor. Just tell the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Ancient of Days, who put you on this planet for such a time as this. Just tell Him, "Here I am. Here I am." And Holy Spirit, as they turn their eyes towards heaven and they turn their affection towards you, I ask that you would fill them up, God, so that they may lay their lives down. Fill them up so that they may lay their lives down. Fill us up, God, so that we may give away what you have given to us. Precious Jesus, Lord, I ask that you would shake whatever needs to be shaken. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I break every lie that you've missed Him. And Lord, I ask that you would call them fresh. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
the morning.
Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life.
If you would like to hear the VOP conference sessions by Randy Clark and other speakers, go to globalawakeningstore.com.
Thank you.